www.thebigpicturepodcast.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God is managing these things. These things are to bring something out in us. Amen. The system, God is managing the darkness of the system. And he's judging it like he was judging Egypt, and he was maturing Israel. Because, see, they had to come from a slave mentality. So there were some things that God did that you couldn't read. See, CNN wouldn't report. See, with the tsunamis and the earthquakes and even this lava flow, this volcano that's going on, a lot of people just see it as natural. No. God's behind a lot of this stuff. Hello? He's orchestrating a lot of things, and no matter how man tries to figure stuff out, God has withdrawn some reasoning from him. He can't figure it out. Amen. Stuff that used to work, stuff that they used to get under wrap, they can't do it now. They have no answers for stuff. They have no answers. As a matter of fact, men's hearts are failing for seeing the things that are coming on the face of the earth, and God is orchestrating it. If you understand that, then you won't get caught up in fear, because that's not his plan for you. See, in Egypt, God had his plan was dualistic, to destroy and judge a system that was evil and wicked, and to raise up a people that he could take into a promised land. Tell somebody, you're the one. It's your turn. It's your time. Stop looking way ahead at somebody else or putting it off on somebody. You got to start owning up to, you know, God wants to use me. God is going to deal with me. No matter what happens around me, God is going to, tell somebody, no matter what's happening, I'm earmarked for God's blessing. Do you understand? We are the focus of his blessing. We are the apple of his eye. God's not going to forsake us. We are dwelling in a secret place. Hello? So stop looking and fearing. As a matter of fact, God wants you to be, in Revelation, when all these things come, it says the saints and the heavens rejoice because they know this is an indication of a deliverance. We getting ready to come into some stuff. Amen. I said, you're getting ready to come into some promises. But you can't look out there and be, oh, woe is us and woe is me. And you can't even be so loyal or nationalistic concerning our nation, because God's going to judge this system. But wrath does not abide on the church. We are not the children of wrath. We are the children of promise. We are the firstborn. We are the ones earmarked. Before it's all over, we're coming out with a high hand. Hello, I said, before it's all over, Israel came out with a high hand. They came out as a mighty army, even though they started out as slaves. Let me give you some indication of their slavery. First of all, Moses had to be trained. They had to, when Moses first came to them, they rejected Moses. Who made you a ruler or a judge over us? In other words, there was no semblance of order. They were slaves. They fought among themselves. See, that's a slave mentality. Moses came to break it up. They were fighting. And that sometime in the church, you may not be doing it with the fisticuffs, but you're fighting each other in the spirit. That's a slave mentality. See, God had to dismantle all of that to where the people begin to obey the command of the Lord through Moses. See, God's going to always have leaders. He's going to always have leaders. There's different rank in the body of Christ. It's not all, you know, we're all equal in the Father's sight because we're sons, but there's rank. Amen. Everybody's not, you know, no, don't fool yourself. Everybody, you know, you're supposed, Paul said it this way. Paul was not establishing a cult, but he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. I know God for myself. Yeah, well, in order to follow Paul, you had to know God for yourself. Amen. Because you had to follow Paul as he followed him. If you don't know God, you follow anybody. See, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So you have to know him for yourself, but God still has rank where Paul can say, follow me as I follow Christ. See, you need to know him, because if I stop following him, you need to stop following me. But see, there's a rank. And Israel, the church, has to understand this. Otherwise, we won't be able to become that community. Because see, that's another thing. God has to create community. Slaves, there's no community. It's survival. How many people just trying to survive? Just trying to make it. Ain't involved in it. Ain't got nothing, no time for it. Nothing else. Just trying to make it. That's a slave mentality. Just hanging in there. Moses had to break up the fights. Moses killed a man himself. He had to be delivered from his natural strength. See, God wasn't going to deliver through natural strength. He wasn't going to deliver through natural means, numbers, you know, the strength. Remember, Uzzah tried to steady the ark, and God killed him. Uzzah's name, the name Uzzah, means strength. In other words, God was giving us a type. When the ark shook and they had it on the cart, which they never should have had it on in the first place, they were doing it like the world did it, and then he tried to steady it in his own strength. God smote him. He died right there. And then David wasn't nothing to do with it until he went back into the archives, and he did it. When they brought it in the next time, they were bringing it on the shoulders of the priests, and David said, we could not bring it to its proper place because we did not do it according to the due order. How many know God has an order by which he wants us to operate? There's a rank and file in the spirit. When we find our place, listen, now you can move freely. See, all of us are under a command. And because we are under a command, now we are free. Have not I commanded you that you may eat of all the trees of the garden freely? There was a command first. That other type of freedom is not freedom at all. It's lawlessness. So Moses came to these slaves, and God was with him. He went to Pharaoh and said, Israel is my firstborn, my son. Let my people go that they may go and worship me. All along, there's contention among the Israelites. When Moses initially went to them, he was in the natural, and God had him chased away to get him out of that. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. That's why you and I must know how to stand still and wait upon God and believe God while you're waiting. Not be murmuring and moaning and complaining and wandering and all that stuff, but standing in faith. Hello, come on. This is where the character to move, the ability to march forward, to go into that next dimension comes from, when you can wait upon God. Anybody ready to shift tonight? Come on, somebody gonna shift tonight. In Numbers 3 and 13, Numbers chapter 3, verse 13, because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, mine shall they be, I am the Lord. Because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Now, Egypt is suffering crises, but Israel is finding their identity. Don't gauge yourself by the compass of the world. What's going on in the world, the trends that are in the world. Gauge yourself by the compass of the Holy Spirit, by what God has declared you to be in his word. Amen? Somebody say, identity is my core for the battle for my exit. Now, to get... And we're going to shift tonight, but to get from where you are now to where God wants you to be, the core for your exit, for your forward motion, is your identity. Amen. Boldly. Remember, the firstborn has preeminence. There should be no set of circumstances or situations that God allows you to walk into in your pathway that you don't have preeminence over. Or that if it's standing in your way, you can take dominion over it. Hello? Come on, tell somebody, you're the one. It's your time. It's your turn. Stop putting the onus on somebody else. There's something God wants from you right now, and he's going to shift you into it tonight. Okay, so identity. There's a lot more I'm going to say about identity, but we'll come back to it. The next thing, the next point that's essential to breaking the bondages is God's people must stand in a place of faith. We must stand in a place of faith. Exodus 12 and verse 11. I want to add a little something to what we're saying here. I want to bring it home to the present, okay? I want you to make the declaration with me. Is that all right? It's okay. We make declarations. Let it come out of your mouth. Say it with me. Say, it is here.
It is here.
It is now.
It is now.
It is me.
It is
here. Say it again. It is here.
It is here.
It's now.
It's me.
It's me. One time for the Holy Ghost. It's here.
It's here.
It's now.
It's me.
Okay. We're not letting anything push it away from us. It's here. See, this generates faith. This causes faith to come alive. We have to look beyond the natural to hear from another realm to see the ordinary as extraordinary. I'll say it again. We must look beyond. And you, as a child of God, you have sight beyond the physical eyes. Your mind, the spirit of your mind can see. Okay, we must look beyond the natural to hear from another realm to see the ordinary as extraordinary. God had to get these slaves to start seeing something they'd not seen before. Whatever situation we are in, God wants us to begin to see things we have not seen before. The ordinary becoming extraordinary. Exodus 12 and verse 11, and thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. God told them to get ready to move before the move. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part two of our series entitled Transformation, Breaking the Bondage, Part 2. The Bible records in Exodus 5, verse 9, let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. The Egyptians did not allow the Israelites to get any type of identification. The enemy increased the pressure to keep them from hearing what the Lord was saying. In this shift, God is behind both the good and the suffering. Exodus 4:22 says, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. God was establishing their identity in the spirit and in the natural realm as well. Proper identity will break every bondage.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.